Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. This morning we're coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studios, located on the lower level of the Chamber of Commerce office building in the heart of downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who did a great job with the Iowa State High School 3A and 4A baseball tournament. Also want to give credit to Corey Westra, Mike Skaggs, and Jay Wright. They did a wonderful job. And also to the owner of the Explorers, John Roost, his GM, Tom Backemeyer. Folks, thanks for all you did to make the first sanctioned high school state championship in Sioux City a tremendous success. Justin did some PA work for the tournament. And collectively, JB and I want to thank our longtime sponsor of Grow Siouxland, Mr. Chris Bogenreef. Folks, today I am pleased to be joined by someone who's been on these airwaves with us before, but it's been quite a number of years. Linda Kalin, who serves as the executive director of the Iowa Poison Control Center, is in the house. Linda, welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good morning.
We're very happy to have you on Grow Siouxland, and I know you're celebrating a big anniversary. Why don't you tell us about that, and then we'll kind of go back and talk about your background. But you have a big anniversary this month.
We do. We're very proud to be celebrating 25 years with the Iowa Statewide Poison Control Center, based right here in Siouxland, serving all 99 counties.
It's great to have this important organization and agency right here in Sioux City, and near as I can tell, this is the only statewide headquarters that we have here in our Sioux City metro.
I think that's correct, so we're very proud of that fact as well.
Well, congratulations on celebrating 25 years this month, August of 2000.
Right.
I can do that math.
Yeah, it's easy math.
In August of 2000, yeah, the Iowa Poison Control Center came to Sioux City. And you have served as the executive director the entire time.
I have.
So congratulations to you as well. A big anniversary. And we're going to talk about the Iowa Poison Control Center at great length in the second half of the program, Linda. But before we get there, as we do each Saturday morning, we like to introduce our guest to the KSEJ, Powell Broadcasting Listening Audience. And let's begin with where you grew up.
So I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and moved away to Colorado for college.
Nobody gets to skip over grade school and high school as quickly as you just attempted. But let's start here. That makes you a Twins fan.
Yes.
That makes you a Vikings fan.
Correct. Yes.
Did you grow up a hockey fan?
So I was so big in Minnesota, but I wasn't.
Not really a hockey fan?
I wasn't.
How about basketball?
Basketball. But I think my dad, who liked going to Twins games on occasion, and Vikings is I'm one of three, middle child, and we seem to go to those games. So that's what I was exposed to.
So do you remember the players? And I know we're going to date you a little bit by this, but the Vikings were really good when you and I were little.
They were. They were really good.
I mean, the Purple People Eaters and Fran Tarkington.
And we, of course, played outdoors in the old Bloomington Stadium.
Coached by Bud Grant.
Exactly.
It
was cold, but that was part of, I don't mind that.
That was the experience.
It was the experience. A lot of people love indoor today, of course, but I don't mind. I'm a Minnesota girl at heart. I mean, Iowa winters don't bother me, even as an older person now. I don't mind the winter at all.
So you're one of three children growing up in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Correct.
What kind of activities were you involved in as a kid?
So young, I loved just maybe being outdoors, ice skating, which I think is sort of not so popular today, but
quintessential Minnesota.
It is, with all the 10,000 lakes. So I loved ice skating. Cheerleader in high school. So
any sports in high school?
Those days I did run track, but I don't think it was like the organized sports today. I'm old enough that we didn't have a lot of the sports today that were available to girls.
Lots of opportunities today as the father of four daughters.
Yes.
You know they're involved in sports year-round. And it was different when you and I were growing up. Cheerleader in high school.
Yes.
Where'd you graduate from high school?
Highland Park High School in St. Paul.
And what came next?
So then I, my sister was out in Boulder, Colorado at University of Colorado. My brother, incidentally, younger than me, also went there. There was something mesmerizing when I visited her and checked into. At the time, I wasn't positive, some kind of science major, but Colorado Health Sciences was, even back then, it still is, very well known. And so I visited her, went home, said, this is where I want to go to school. So that's where I went to school, and love my experience there.
What did you study?
Okay, those days also... the nursing program, some of the sciences, you would start in Boulder at CU, finish out some in Denver for maybe whether it was, nursing school wasn't, I went to a 5 years of nursing school. Today there's 2, 3, 4. I started as a science major, so that was not starting out as a nursing major. So again, I have a science degree, Bachelor's of Science, not a BSN. Then later, as you know, I finished it up at St. Ben's.
Right.
Because I'd met now my husband, but loved. I spent 3 years, I guess, at CU, loved it.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. Our guest this morning is Linda Kalin, the executive director of the Iowa Poison Control Center, the statewide poison control center serving all 99 counties. 3 years at the University of Colorado. Mm-hmm. And you extended your cheerleading from high school to college, correct?
I did.
So you're a football cheerleader for the Colorado Buffaloes.
I was indeed. And great. We were they're back, right, with Deion Sanders and the whole band, but they were not back for decades. In my day, it was Colorado, Nebraska, Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
And those days, Big Eight, you know, I mean, I'm really dating myself, but
football was
we
huge.
Went to bowl games. It was huge. We were great. We were always in the running for those top three spots. And
so I'm guessing somewhere in those 3 years at the University of Colorado in Boulder, a gentleman by the name of Bruce Kalin sees the very attractive cheerleader. And tell us about what happens
so,
next.
So, yeah, it was a little bit of a small world. I mean, that's still a major university. I don't know how many people were there, 25,000, let's say. But he had met my sister, who's 2 years older. Bruce is 2 years older. So he had known my sister, just met her. And Bruce, ironically, was coaching up sorority basketball teams, which I still laugh about today if that's not a good place to meet some girls.
Yeah.
But anyway, he, so I had met him. I went to some place in the library one day, and he said to me when I told him my name, we were introduced by a mutual friend. And he said, aren't you Janie's little sister? Now, I grew up being Janie's little sister. So at that moment, it was like, oh, okay, yes, yeah. I'm the little sister again. But we ended up mutual friends, went out on a date, and the rest is history. But that was part of why I came back to St. Ben's, because the first 3 years there would have continued somewhere else. For me, I could have gone into a Denver program. I was still science. I'm not sure if I was pre-med, pre-farm, pharmacy, pre-nursing. So I'm still in the science program and then ended up coming closer to Sioux City, Iowa, because he came back to join his father. Mm-hmm.
So after 3 years at the University of Colorado, you transferred to the College of St. Benedict, a Catholic school in tiny St. Joseph,
tiny
Minnesota.
Right.
Finished your degree there.
Right.
And after graduating from St. Ben's.
So then I moved to Sioux City. Not married or anything. I think back then, you know, I'm really proud of the decision that I made, which was let me try the community out. Even though I grew up in St. Paul, I'm embarrassed to say I had not been to Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So let me try the community out. Was used to larger cities, fell in love with Sioux City, and it was not Sioux City's but best after, time in 1979.
But it was after you fell in love with Bruce.
Okay, yes. But some I've seen people move and they're not happy, even if they happen to love their spouse. Sure. So this was really a good, it's a wonderful, I'm telling, you know, it's preaching to the choir, Chris, and your audience, I'm sure, but it's a wonderful community. And again, it was not its finest hour. When I see from 1979 to today, Siouxland is very different. And I remember even on Hamilton, we had Shopko there where all of Marketplace is. I mean, that's just one of many, 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 many growth and development stories to Siouxland.
So how long were you in Siouxland before you and Bruce were married?
So we got engaged in 1979. I moved here. We were married in fall of 80. So I think we were engaged in those first, you know.
Pretty quickly.
First, yeah.
And before we go to a commercial break, Bruce, of course, the owner and multi-generational leader of Kalen's Indoor Comfort,
right.
Outstanding organization in our community.
Thank you
for your philanthropy. You guys celebrated a centennial recently, and were very generous to our community. Tell us about your four children.
So our oldest, Michael, is now, 42, 43. He lives out in Boston. First of all, raising the four kids here, you know, is just, you know, with a large family. Most of my friends in the Twin Cities have two children. They just say, how do you get everywhere? Because you can get places. And they were all very involved children. It's more manageable here. So our oldest in Boston, our second, Jenna, she's out in Denver. Next is Jackie, who's in Wisconsin. And our youngest, JB, just got married and he's out in DC. So they're all over the place.
And how many grandchildren?
So we have four. And two in Boston and two in Denver. And I'd love to say someone came back here. And it's not because they're not proud of their roots and love Siouxland, but opportunities took them elsewhere, I guess.
And you're far too humble about the children that you and Bruce have raised. I know this. The colleges that they matriculated at is literally the who's who of outstanding academic institutions. USC, Penn, Harvard, MIT, an academic All-American basketball star at UNI. I know you and Bruce are enormously proud of your four children.
Thank you. As you can be too, Chris. We feel blessed.
Well, let's just say this.
We feel blessed.
The Kalen family is the standard.
Well, thank you so much.
And a shout out to Bruce and your four wonderful children. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Linda Kalen, the executive director of the Iowa Poison Control Center, celebrating 25 years in Sioux City. We'll be right back with Linda after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now, celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, serving as your host. Our guest today, Linda Kalen, celebrating 25 years in Sioux City as the executive director of the statewide Iowa Poison Control Center. Linda, you've been the executive director for 25 years. The Iowa Poison Control Center is celebrating 25 years as the statewide agency headquartered in Sioux City. First and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We're delighted to have you, a past chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You and Bruce have been very involved throughout this community. What does it mean to you to see this 25-year anniversary?
Well, I feel blessed to have not only been in the community, but found a passion that ended up a career that's been amazing in the community, but for the state. So a career that I see every single day that benefits others, benefits people all day long. A staff that's amazing, they're as passionate about our mission, in saving lives, reducing injuries and deaths associated with poisoning. And we're all in this for one reason, you know, to benefit others. It's a phone bank, right? It's a call center, if you look at it that way, with an amazing person at the other end of the phone dealing with emergencies all day long. So it takes a special kind of person. My first life, I was an ER nurse. So most of our staff are either a nurse in critical care or a pharmacist. And then we have medical directors, of course, that are toxicologists as well. So
I remember as a young person, the green stickers of Dr.
Mr. Yuck.
Mr. Yuck. Yes. And you'd put that on the bottle of Windex or some kind of other household cleaner. So children didn't get into those kinds of things and accidentally think it was Kool-Aid and drink that.
Right.
But that's just the beginning of the services that you provide. Tell us about the breadth of what the Iowa Poison Control Center does for our state.
So when you started out with a sticker, some kind of poison prevention, that really targets kids under five, if we can prevent kids from getting into poisoning, right? But that we have an educator who specializes in that, has the background, knows poison prevention messaging and so forth, and social media and all kinds of things. But we, as a team, the work is now answering the call when someone is poisoned. It could be a chemical explosion. It could be a workplace occupational exposure. The majority, however, are overdoses. Many intentional. Sadly, it's a measure to harm oneself. Women more take a drug overdose. Men may use firearms, something else, to harm themselves, right? At least in our case, we manage these with partners, the hospital. These are often hospital calls. That's the intentional overdose. Then there's the accidental. Somebody may mistakenly take their husband's medications, eight of them instead of their eight. You know, that can happen. They may measure their insulin wrong. And the syringe, they may take the wrong medication. It could be elderly. It could be a child. So accidental poisoning can occur in adults or children.
And your organization is a phone call away to help a family in an emergency, in a crisis, when a child consumes something that they should not have. They think a pill is a piece of candy.
Right.
They think the Windex is Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
Or an adult engaged in self-harm is discovered by a family member and say, we have a crisis, please help us. Your people, your team, trained to handle these situations over the telephone.
Exactly. And it's providing the management guidance. The team is highly trained in toxicology. Again, medical toxicologists as backup who are physicians. But it could be, you know, outdoors. It could be kids eating berries right now, mushrooms, all kinds of things, snake bites, bee stings, all kinds of the outdoor stuff to the very severe, took 12 different medications to harm oneself. So.
And for those who may want more information, can you guide us to the website? And for those who want to put the telephone number on the fridge so it's easily accessible, share the contact information.
So the website is iowapoison.org. And then the phone number is a national phone number, not to be confused with a national poison center. But the phone number is 1-800-222-1222. So 1-800-222-1222. If you dial that number in Wisconsin, you get the Wisconsin Center. If you dial it in another state, you get there. It's one number routed out of D.C., but gets to one of the 53 poison centers.
So if there is an accident, an overdose, somebody needs the services, 1-800-222-1122.
No, 1 1- 222.
Excuse me. I said that incorrectly. Okay. So the Iowa Poison Control Center can be accessed at 800-222-1222.
Correct.
So what you have to remember is 222-1222 again. And that number should be on everybody's fridge. Somewhere in the kitchen where right. you can access it quickly. And if you want to learn more about the Iowa Poison Control Center, you can visit them at iowapoison.org.
Perfect.
Linda, tell us, this is an organization that recently received an increase in funding
yes.
from the state of Iowa, recognizing the importance, and a shout out to Governor Kim Reynolds, who was instrumental in helping make that happen for this important organization.
Very much so, and we appreciate Chris Chambers' support. We appreciate the community support of having the center in Sioux City. We save dollars, so every year we save about anywhere between $13 to $15, maybe even $16 million by keeping patients at home, not having to go to the emergency room, particularly kids under five. So the funding, remember, we don't generate revenue. It's a free call to the center, but we're not free. So we have to have funds, and we're very grateful for your support, Chamber, our elected officials, the governor, absolutely.
But this is the epitome of a fiscally responsible organization. You have done a tremendous job managing costs and expenses at the Iowa Poison Control Center for 25 years now. And your strict fiscal discipline actually presented some challenges because you had done so much, so well for so long that the legislature was a little bit slow to recognize that they needed to increase your funding. We're so grateful that they finally did. But ultimately, when you're saving millions of dollars, that's what we expect out of government.
Exactly, exactly. And our budget being a little over, you know, 2.5 to 2.7, somewhere in there, that's a great return. And that's what we were really looking at, because a study was done. If we went away, most of those people run into the emergency room or go to the doctor's office, even 7% or 8%, call 911. So when you think about the cost today of healthcare costs in general, so it, you know, call first is what we tell people. Of course, if someone's in the hospital, hospital may call as well.
Linda, thank you so much. Congratulations on the 25th anniversary of the Iowa Poison Control Center being headquartered right here in Sioux City. Please tell your wonderful husband, Bruce, that we said hello, and children, Michael, Jenna, JB, and Jackie. I know you're a proud mom. I know Bruce shares that as well. Wonderful family. We're so grateful for all that you and the Kalin family represent in our Sioux City and Siouxland community. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
And one more time, folks, if you ever need the services of Linda Kalin and her team at the Iowa Poison Control Center, 800-222-1222. And Linda, it won't be long. We're already in August. We'll be watching the Colorado Buffaloes play football on Saturday. And
go Buffs.
We'll be back with more next Saturday. Make it a great weekend.